And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power. And the earth was lighted with his glory, and he cried mightily with a strong voice. Babylon the great is fallen, is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils. And the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. Merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, that ye receive not of her plagues, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and God has even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double, according to her works in the cup which she hath filled, filled to her double. How much she hath glorified herself, and lived deliciously. Much torment and sorrow give her, she who said in her heart, I said a queen and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine. She shall be part of a burn with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judgeth her, and the kings of the earth who have fornicated. Burning, standing afar off the fear of her torment. Alas, alas, that great city, Babylon, that mighty city. For in 1 hour is thy judgment come, and the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise. Merchandise of gold and of silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and of fine wood in all manner of vessels of ivory and all manner of vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odor. Which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee. Thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour is so great riches come to naught, and every shipmaster, all the company in ships and sailors, what city is like this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping, wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city, wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea, by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour is she made desolate. Rejoice of her, O thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And the mighty Joel took up a stone, like a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city, Babylon, from now, and shall be found no more at all. And the voice harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all. Indeed, and no crest in whatsoever crest he be shall be found anymore at all. Indeed, and the song of the millstone shall be heard more at all. Shine more all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived.